Now, it's time to come back to talking about our new residence podcast. And for those of you who don't know about this, Kerry currently has a Ukrainian population of over 8,000 people. Happily, they've been integrating well into our schools and sports clubs and communities across the county. But as we all know, readjusting to life in a new country and accessing services can still be difficult when English isn't your first language. And of course, the same challenges arise for other new residents. So to that end, Radio Kerry's New Residents Podcast is a fortnightly podcast for new residents to the county that will provide them with updated information that will help the quality of their integration to life in Kerry and to provide them with more information about our traditions and cultures and other events that take place here in Kerry. And we're joined by two of our Ukrainian friends. Julia Rybova is here in studio with me and Natalia Krachnikova is on the phone with us. And ladies, both very welcome again.
Thank you for having us.
And you're there too, Natalia. How are you?
I'm fine. Hello, Kerry. Nice to hear you.
Lovely.
I mean all Kerry people.
All Kerry people. Well, listen, before we talk about the podcast, Julia, I know it's a very tough day for you. We need to remind people that unfortunately Ukraine is still under attack and your own city in the last 24 hours.
That's true. This morning my city was under attack and unfortunately there were 14 people killed, including a paramedic and a firefighter who were on location after first attack. And yeah, I just want to ask Kerry, I just want to thank Kerry people for support to Ukraine, but I also want to ask you not to forget that the war is still on, and if you can help, please donate, help, raise awareness, because we seem to be forgetting that the war is still going on, and
yeah,
we can't.
I think the problem is that what's going on in the Middle East has almost overtaken the war in Ukraine, and people, you know, it's not in the headlines as much as we'll say the Middle East has been, so unfortunately. What's the name of your city, Julia?
It's a beautiful port city, Odessa, on the south of Ukraine.
Odessa. Oh, yes, attacked this morning. That's terrible to hear. Well, Julia, we're glad you were here and you were safe, and hopefully nobody you know was among the casualties. We're going to talk a little bit about the latest podcast, and Natalia, I might come to you. I believe in this new podcast you're teaching Ukrainian people about St. Patrick and the traditions associated with St. Patrick.
Yeah, correct. We dedicate all podcast of St. Patrick's Day, tradition, history of this celebration, and this science of official part of propaganda. But it wasn't parade because of community one celebrate something. And it's a good tradition in Ireland, and I would be happy to bring it in Ukraine after war, after we will win.
And Julia, to come back to you, were you here last year for St. Patrick's Day?
I wasn't. It will actually be my first St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, and I'm really looking forward to it. Coming back to the question about parades, in Odessa we have parade for 1st of April, the Fool's Day. Every year it's a big holiday, but it's like our city's special. It's not all over Ukraine. Yeah, and we also had a guest, our beautiful producer, Niamh Daly, and she told us not just about St. Patrick's Day, but also about Kerry places and Kerry things to do and what it means to be a Kerry person. And she was really lovely about that and really loved what she talked about. And I think it's very easy to fall in love with Kerry. It's a beautiful place to be here.
And are you, through the podcast, are yourself and Natalia, Julia, encouraging Ukrainian people to take part in the parades?
We are, and I know that Ukrainians will be taking part in Killarney Parade, definitely, and in Dingle, I think Natalia will probably add here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
yes,
actually, now I'm in Dingle, and we are finishing preparation for parade. It will be first time when Ukrainians will take part in the Dingle parade. And I'm happy because I found costume of Saint Patrick, and we have wonderful Ukrainian man. He was Santa in the children's party, and now he will be Saint Patrick. And we bought a lot of green hats, green glasses, green necklace, and we organized Ukrainian community. And also, it's a surprise for children. We bought many Ukrainian sweets, and we will share it with children.
Oh, look, Ukrainian sweets! Oh, very good. Now you've got me interested straight away.
Yeah, you can. You have some time to join to the parade in Dingle. Welcome. It starts 12:30.
Very good. And how is the podcast being received among the Ukrainian community, Natalia?
Yulia, please help me.
And are the Ukrainians enjoying the podcasts? This is number four. Are they saying that they find it helpful, useful?
I don't know, it's a guide or no, this lady, she's fantastic, and she knows, she's Ukrainian, and she knows all about Kerry, and she's fell in love with Kerry, and she provides like this club for Ukrainian people who could discover Kerry, and we invite her, and she gives a lot of information about Kerry and about tradition.
Okay, very good.
In terms of feedback, we receive feedback, and we see that people listen to the podcast, and they do find it useful because there is not so much information in Ukrainian language for people who don't know English. And people ask questions. If you want to ask questions, you can text us on newresidencecarrie@gmail.com.
newresidencecarrie@gmail.com.
And okay. If you have any suggestions for topics to cover, you can also text us there.
Excellent. Well, listen, keep up the good work. And of course, this is being produced by our own Niamh Daly, just to mention that as well. Produced and presented by Natalia and Julia, with Niamh as editor as well. And the podcast is funded by Comisiún na mBan. And people can find it it will be out when again?
As opposed to today.
Excellent. Fantastic. Well, look, keep up the good work. And it's great. You're both doing wonderful work in terms of helping our Ukrainian friends to integrate into our communities. And enjoy St. Patrick's Day Parade, wherever you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. See you on the parade.
We'll see you. Enjoy it, ladies. Thanks a million for joining us this afternoon.